Jay Gordon. You okay, Carol? Net Radio WABZ. Net Radio WABZ at WABZ.com. WABZ. It is Net Radio WABZ. I am Mickey Gordon, and you are listening to the Mickey Gordon Show on Net Radio WABZ at WABZ.com. And we got more stuff here for you. Stupid people doing really stupid things. And this is something definitely to check out. Some people take their grudges really seriously. In Sissonville, West Virginia. How about this one? Sissonville, West Virginia.
It's not a Sissonville.
Yeah, Sissonville, West Virginia. Daryl Carpenter drove a front-end loader through his two-story house, flattening it.
Man.
And rather than honor a court order to sell the house and split the profits with his estranged wife. So instead, he drove the bulldozer right through the house.
Man, that's kind of harsh.
You got that right. Let's see. What else do we have here? The next day, Sayville, New York. 45-year-old Richard Hellenschmidt, who owed the title to his 35-foot boat to a bail bond company, blew the boat up by igniting propane fumes rather than, surrendering the boat. Net Radio WABZ, Mickey Gordon program. Emails to WABZ@AOL.com or Net Radio WABZ@AOL.com. I'm joined by Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you so much.
Professor Fatso Puny. Hey, wow. And we also got Carol Choking on a Big Chicken Bone, the engineer. Might have Louie stopping in today for another edition of Dear Louie. We're just going to have to see.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool.
Let's see. Marty Clark, a clerk at a convenience store in Abilene, Texas, until recently when he was fired. Marty now wants his job back. But his boss says Marty was fired because he accepted a counterfeit $100 bill. The boss admits that the bill was very accurately printed, but points out that it was 12 inches long and 5 inches wide.
The hell's Marty's deal?
Yeah. People have recently purchased a rectal thermometer made by the Q-tip company are a little bit worried.
Uh-oh.
The written material that accompanies the thermometer not only gives instructions for its use, but also says in bold print, each thermometer is personally tested before leaving the factory.
Oh, man.
So that, yeah, actually, that's, you know, that's what it says on the box. Florida's latest tourist attraction is a museum, the Little Havana home where Alien Gonzalez stayed for 5 months until he was whisked away in a pre-dawn raid by U.S. agents. It's kind of twisted. The home includes four bicycles and a red, yellow, and purple pedal car that Alien rode around in the front yard. His black and blue inline roller skates, a purple stuffed Barney the Dinosaur, and red and yellow plastic trucks and planes lined the shelves in the living room, along with hundreds of pictures, so everybody can go check out the home there.
Yeah. They're going to have a complete life-size Janet Reno blow-up doll there, too, which for 50 cents can pop, a visitor can stab with rusty knitting needles.
So that's an ideal. In Romania, the first man ever to undergo a sex change operation there has now decided that she would like to become a he again.
Oh.
It's sports. New York Yankees and Arizona Diamondbacks going to be in the World Series. Yanks punched out the Seattle Mariners in a romp 12-3, taking the ALCS in 5 games. The Yanks have won the last 3 championships and 4 of the last 5. This is their 4th straight trip to the Fall Classic. So, heard talk about putting New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani up as the next Attorney General. But now, there is talk that Rudy might be up for the next Commissioner of Major League Baseball. Several Major League Baseball owners have asked that he be taken into consideration.
Man, not a bad idea.
Okay, we got a top 10 list here of the most effective fitness activities. And at number 10, squash. Number 9, walking briskly. Number 8, jogging. Seems that most people like to jog. Number 7, football. Number 6, dancing. Number 5, judo.
Hoo-ha, hoo-ha, hoo-ha.
Number 4, gymnastics.
What is that?
I don't know. Number 3, rowing. Number 2, cycling. So getting on that bicycle and you're just going down the road. Car pulls out in front of you. You know, that light aluminum sounds when it hits something, you know? Number 1 most effective fitness activity, swimming.
Wow.
NASA is looking for a volunteer in an unusual study. No heavy lifting is required. In fact, they don't even want you to lift your head.
Really?
NASA is paying 10 subjects $11 an hour to stay in bed for a month to mimic the body's reaction to space travel.
Figure that.
Yeah. The response is huge. Voicemail machines are packed. Predictably, there were more inquirers from men than women, but this won't be as easy as it sounds.
Oh, really?
Subjects will not be allowed to get out of bed, not even to go to the bathroom. Bedpans will be provided, no caffeine or alcohol either.
Man.
New poll out. Survey of British women found that their number one pet peeve about men is that they use women's expensive beauty products without asking.
Huh?
Some men like to use the women's beauty products in England.
Splotty good. I like to use all them products in England. When me last, you know, get done giving it a good banging, I go over, I use some facial cream, and why not try a little douche? Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Net Radio WABC, the Mickey Gordon program. I'm Mickey Gordon. In Manchester, England, there was a greyhound that wouldn't run.
Ho, 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 ho.
The dog was well bred and carefully fed, all the good stuff.
Right.
And it was as fit as any trainer had ever seen. He broke fast, ran fast, could overtake every other dog in a race except one. In dozens of races, the dog would play second, and always second. Not once did he finish first. So last year, veterinarians studied the dog all season to figure out the mystery.
Really?
They discovered the problem, and this year, the dog that couldn't win can't lose. The dog finishes first in every race now. So what do the veterinarians prescribe? Contact lenses. Turns out the greyhound was severely short-sighted. Loved to run, but was so blind that he had to stay behind the leader in order to avoid getting lost. Pretty amazing. Mickey Gordon, Net Radio WABC.
WABC.